deserve the glory. You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. Oh, you deserve the glory. 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 You deserve the glory.
Jesus, So the Lord has been speaking about healing. The fact that he wants to restore you, he wants to heal you. And I'm not talking just about physical healing. I'm talking about a complete and total healing of your mind, body, soul, spirit, a healing of your emotions, a healing of the wounds that you've suffered from your past seasons. The scripture he has led me to is Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16 and 17. It says, "Nevertheless, all who devour you will be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, will go off into exile. Those who plundered you will be plundered, and all who raided you will be raided. But I will restore your health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because they call you an outcast." Then you can insert your name here. "Because they called you an outcast, Anna, Benita, Bishop Ansa, Carla, because they called you an outcast, Carmina, Christy, Daisy, Dane, because they called you an outcast, Danny, Donna, Elizabeth, Jackie, Joe, because they called you an outcast, Jose, Joy, Judith, June, Lavorne, because you were called an outcast, Lindaway, Melanie, Nancy, Natalie, Natia, because they called you an outcast, Nikatha, Olwethu, Rita, Raquel, because they called you an outcast, Sivuyile, Stephanie, Sylvie, Thomas, because they called you an outcast, Tiniqua, Violet, Willeen, Yolanda, and because they didn't care, I will heal you and I will restore you." He's gonna heal your wounds. Jehovah Rapha, which is the God who heals. He's bringing everything into wholeness. He's going to cure what needs to be cured. He will mend what needs to be made whole. He's going to repair you thoroughly, fully, a fullness of healing. He is going to take care of you. And this word says healing from accusations, believe it or not, that needs to be healed. He's going to heal you physically in your body. He's going to heal the nation. Korasara, a restoration of your favor. He's going to heal you by forgiving you. He's going to heal you. Your nation. He's going to heal you from your diseases. He's going to heal you from your exile. He's going to heal you. All the things around you, like pottery that fell to the ground and broke, he is going to bring it all back together. All the things that have been broken. He's going to heal your hurts and your wounds. He's going to heal the distress that you're feeling mentally and in your soul. He's going to heal and repair that which is broken. Specifically, the hurt that you felt from accusation. He's going to heal that. So what you have to do right now is put that before him and know that he is going to touch that, he is going to heal that. I saw him like pouring what looked like diamonds from heaven, and people were just opening their mouth to receive the gems, which I believe is the word from heaven, to receive the healing. And I just saw, you know, someone had their mouth open and he was just pouring gems into your mouth. And I see that as the word, like he's going to give you a word to speak. His word to speak. His word to speak that will bring healing supernaturally. Supernaturally. Just extend your faith to believe for this complete healing for whatever it is that needs to be healing. When healed, when you drop pottery, that thing shatters into pieces. That could have been your finances. Only he can take something that is that broken and put it back together miraculously. Praise the Lord. And so God is asking you now to stretch forth your faith to believe for the supernatural healing. Believe for the supernatural healing. We're gonna take communion shortly, so prepare yourself to take the communion by repenting of your sins, but believe for your full and complete healing today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
days, nothing in the way. This is all you
comes the gems. So I saw Jesus in this room that looked like a doctor's office, and you were all lined up on the outside, and the first person came in, and there was something wrong with your foot, like your heel was missing, and that was stopping you from moving forward in what he was calling you to do. So he put his hand down, and he touched your foot, and that heel grew back, so that you have the ability to walk forward. And I saw the next one coming, and they were blind because you had scales over your eyes. And I saw him take his hand and peel them from off of your eyes, and you could finally see where you were going, because before you really had no idea where you were going or what you were doing. So now you can see that. Then the next person, I saw him give you a pill, and it was blue. And I know that this has to do with revelation. Then I saw you take the pill and go to sleep. And as you were laying on your bed, I saw like a thought bubble pop up, which looks like a dream. And he is going to tell you exactly what you need to be doing through that dream. Then I saw the next person come in, and they had these bags over their hands, kind of like what you put on a baby's hands when they're young so that they don't like scratch their face with their nails. But something about that, the bags on your hand felt like shame. There was something that you did and you're ashamed of it. And I saw him take the bag off of your hands, and he held your hands, and he's healing that shame. I don't know what it is that you did, but you touched something and you're ashamed of that. And God is healing your shame right now. Thank you, Lord. Then I saw another person, and he had these plans. They were business plans. And he rolled out the plans, and he was talking to you about it, and then he whispered something in your ear, and then I saw the light bulb come on, like you understood exactly what he was saying when once he explained to you in the plans. That tells me that there's something very secretive that he is going to share with you, and as such you need to guard that. That has to do with business.
Teeming
This one had me chuckling just a little bit. This is based on Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 to 5. Matthew 7, 3 to 5. I saw someone in the waiting room. You have a plank in your eye. A plank. Read Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 to 5. I never seen a plank so big in my life. It went through your eye, came out the back of your head, went all the way down the hallway of this waiting room. When you went into that room, the Lord said, "Are you ready to stop now?" What is this? This is someone who blames everybody for where they are. If this person had just done this, this wouldn't happen to me. If they had just done this, I wouldn't be here. If they didn't do this, this wouldn't have happened. If they would just do this, then I would have that. It's always somebody else's fault why you are where you are today.
cosa de aquí ando. And the Lord is asking you if you are ready to stop that. Because what he's trying to tell you is, it doesn't matter what they did or didn't do, he can allow you to move forward in spite of it. So he's saying you have to stop that accusation. Because if you can imagine, with that plank being in your eye, you have no peripheral vision. You cannot see. You can't see out of one side of your head to the side of your body. And the other eye, is how I'm seeing it, is just getting stuck on the plank. Because you can't see. You cannot see. And you cannot see because of the accusation. So the Lord is saying, can you stop now? Are you ready to stop? And then I see him take his hand and he's pulling that thing out of your head. When I say long, I mean long. That means that at every turn, you found someone else to blame. At every turn, you found someone else to blame. And God wants to deliver you from that. And so I see him pulling out the plank. And once the plank is out, all of a sudden, your eyes have now focused. And you're realizing, oh, okay. Because there was a whole thing that you couldn't see because you have no peripheral vision, and the other eye can now finally see clearly from side to side. Okay? So stop and just allow the Lord to show you, because he will, and ask him to stop you from doing that. So when the accusations of others come up in your head, you need to stop it. Just say, that's it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I am done blaming other people. You can only blame your parents for so long before you have to take responsibility for yourself as an adult. Whenever you're ready, he's gonna take it. Ask him to heal you.
Oh, Make my heart a cathedral. Make my soul your temple. Make my life an altar where your fire falls. Make my heart a cathedral. Your glory come and fill.